We remain diverse nations and cultures and religions and what have you, but ultimately, we're either going to all pull through it together with things like climate change and ozone depletion and this epidemic of extinction, or else we're all going to go down together, but it's one planet. In an area after area, through the passage of the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act, the National Environmental Protection Act, we have changed the context, solved a bunch of problems, and now tend to be viewed by people who come onto the scene 20 years later as saying, boy, look at that hysteria they had. That was sure off base. But for that hysteria, we would be a much impoverished place by now. Why should we care whether or not the Senate ratifies the Kyoto Protocol on climate change? If they ratify it, somebody's just then going to have to implement it. So let's go implement it, whether they ratify it or not. Kids often don't know that things can't get done, and that's a wonderful advantage in the world. In the closing months of the Carter administration, they formally embraced a goal of having the nation 20% powered by renewable energy resources, and with more than a doubling of the efficiency of energy use by the year 2000, and laid out in rather thorough detail the strategy to get there, and then lost the election. And what happened was that Ronald Reagan dismantled it. In area after area, whether you're trying to clean up the air or whether you're trying to push out technology, government has been crucial. But for the federal government being willing to buy chips at $100 a chip and drive it down a learning curve to the point where they cost less than a dollar a chip, we would not have had all of the technology that now powers our robust economy. If there are huge environmental costs attached with the generation of carbon dioxide that are not reflected in the cost of carbon fuels, and the government ought to be able to put those something on, a tax, a tariff, an import quota, something that internalizes that external cost. There have been a number of cases where, over extraordinary odds, David has defeated Goliath, and sometimes it happens in ways that are completely unexpected. And sometimes it has even happened on global issues, in terms of things like the trade in endangered species or the banning of ozone-depleting chemicals. By and large, they've mostly been mistakes of understatement rather than overstatement. And I think that that's largely true for the environmental movement. In fact, it's a source of some despair at times that so routinely we have underestimated the size of the risk, but nevertheless managed to stir up enough public sentiment to ward it off. The real question is whether that sort of technique, which has been very effective at issues that are local, statewide, regional, and national, can be applied in an international framework. Email turns out to be how you organize 181 countries affordably around the world, because it's essentially free, fast, instantaneous communication. Way over 4/5 of all electricity comes from burning fossil fuels. So if you're trying to combat global warming, cutting down your electrical bill is probably the second most important thing you can do.
Perhaps and the first
is get out of the damn sport utility vehicles and other light trucks. Get vehicles that are appropriate and super efficient for meeting your needs. There are parts of the economy that suffer, and they're very straightforward. It's the oil industry, the oil services industry, both of which are doing spectacularly well, I should say, today in the stock market, and the coal industry. And that's why they are fighting like crazy to stop this from happening. The chairman and CEO of what used to be British Petroleum is now the CEO of Beyond Petroleum. He's starting to put, they are now the largest manufacturers of solar cells in the world. The chairman of the board of the Ford Motor Company has said he will, during his tenure, preside over the death of the internal combustion engine. I mean, there is this creative destruction now being recognized even among the big major players.